Iran attacks Israel one day after Biden says don't. By Christina Wong on April 13, 2024. Iran on Friday launched an attack on Israel a day after President Joe Biden warned Tehran not to. Don't, Biden had told reporters after he was asked Friday what his message to Iran was. After it had threatened to attack Israel in response to a suspected recent Israeli strike against 7 members of the Iranian military, including 2 generals in Syria. We are devoted to the defense of Israel, he added. We will support Israel. We will defend, help defend Israel, and Iran will not succeed. Biden was planning on spending the weekend in Rehoboth Beach but returned earlier in the day and was slated to meet with his national security team in the Situation Room. There were reports that he would address the nation from the Oval Office. But the White House then called a lid at 5:13 p.m. ET, according to the White House press pool. Critics slammed Biden for weakness on Iran. Cliff Sims, a former senior Trump administration official, posted on X, Biden reversed all the Trump policies that made Iran weaker and poorer. Now they're spending all the money Biden gave them attacking Israel, terrorizing the world and threatening to plunge us into World War III. Morgan Ortigas, former Trump State Department press secretary, said in a post, reminder, Biden allowed the UN sanctions on Iran's drones and ballistic missiles to expire less than 6 months ago. The very same drones and missiles en route to Israel right now. Donald Trump Jr. posted on X, remember when they said Trump would get us into a full-blown war with Iran? Times like these should make us all realize how lucky we were to have Trump, his strength and his resolve. Top Senator and Hawk Senator Tom Cotton, RR, on Friday reposted a tweet from Trump and added,